Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Parker.
Yes, man.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing fine. How about yourself, sir?
All right. I'm waiting on Brother Williams. We on live right now. They not on. You want to start it off or you going to wait on them?
I'm going to wait on them.
Okay.
Because if they don't, if they should be, well.
Yeah, they should be on any minute. Okay, yeah, they go right there. Hold on.
Okay.
Brother Parker, hey, Brother Brown, yes. Brother Williams, and Brother Johnson, we online with you, baby.
Yes, sir. Come on. Kick it off.
You want us to kick it off?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll be there when the time comes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, we're ready now. We on live right now, sir.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Church of Christ once again presents its worldwide global gospel broadcast. We are here to preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. We're here to teach the gospel of salvation, which says baptism is for the removal of sins, Acts 2 and 38. We're here to teach men that there is no other name in which you can have spiritual sanctification or spiritual salvation. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Ladies and gentlemen, we're requesting that you write these scriptures down as you hear us speak on this broadcast. Be like the Bereans of Greece. When they heard the scriptures, they heard the gospel of Paul, they searched the scriptures daily to see whether the prophecies that Paul claimed were being fulfilled by the gospel of Christ were actually so, that this is actually what the scriptures were teaching. They were noble. And they were honestly seeking the truth.
Nice.
And they obeyed the truth. They didn't obey Paul. They obeyed the word of God. God's word is truth. John 17 and verse 17. Tonight, we're here to preach the word of God.
Nice.
Not the word or the philosophy. All the spiritual or psychological thoughts of men. We're here to preach the wisdom of God, the word of God, the gospel of God's salvation. And we invite you, being on this call, to listen very closely. Ask any question that you might have concerning the things that we teach, concerning the things that you have heard in religion. We are opposed to the doctrines and commandments of evil and false teachers. We are opposed to the doctrine of the devil. We are opposed to the ministers of darkness, that is, the ministers of Satan. Yes, we fight the devil by the word of truth, daily. Today is no exception, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know the truth, we have the truth for you. But we're asking you to do one thing. Be honest with God and yourself. And when you hear the truth, receive it, believe it, and obey it. You live in the United States? It's not hard to do. You merely look up the local assembly of the Church of Christ in your city and in your community. And you go and attend the worship services. And the gospel is going to be preached to you. You're going to hear what thus saith the Lord. You're going to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the supreme sacrifice for your sins. You're going to hear what you must do in order to be saved from your sins according to that gospel. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you, when you go and worship, you're going to hear it again. All you have to do is honestly submit to what the Word of God says. Listen to the written Word. The written Word is the written revelation of what God wants you to know. Men did not come up with this. Men did not figure this out. God, the Holy Spirit, directed men to write down the revelation so that generations of men today can know the truth. God has blessed faithful ministers of the Word, like ourselves, who are committed and who are determined to teach the Word. If it's not written in the New Testament Bible, it is not the truth. Amen. There is no Baptist church written in the New Testament Bible. Amen. There is no Catholic church written in the New Testament Bible. Amen. There is no pope or papacy discussed in the New Testament Bible. There are no cardinals and human priests mentioned in the New Testament Christian will of Jesus Christ. There is no doctrine of Methodist or Presbyterian or Episcopalian or Seventh-day Adventist or Jehovah's Witness or Mormon. There is no such doctrines named in the Bible. Yet most religious people are following a doctrine that is taught in the name of these religions. They are not God. They are not Christ. Christ is God. Christ is God the Creator. He is God the Savior. He is God the sacrifice for our sins. He is God who loved us and who saved us by his blood. You need to obey Christ. You need to recognize him as the father of the faithful church. Amen. He begat us,
amen,
by his own word of power, that we should be first fruits unto him.
Amen.
James chapter 1, verse 18. Write it down. Go and study it. You'll see the Bible cannot lie. Men are lying in religion today, and many more men are believing those religious lies. We stand opposed to those religious lies, and we can back it up by the written word of God. Those false teachers have no Bible for their doctrine. They only have their philosophy. They only have their twisted gospel. They pervert and change and twist the gospel to fit their philosophy. But it won't do it. The gospel will not change. It was set up in the first century. The Apostle Paul guaranteed it in the first century, in 64 AD, in the city or in the churches of Greece, of Galatia. Paul said, though we or an angel from heaven come to you and preach any other gospel than that we have already preached unto you, let them be accursed. Let them be considered abomination. Let them be anathema. Let them be blaspheming because they are lying on God. God has one gospel. God established one church on earth. Oh, yes, Jehovah's Witness. The church of God is on earth. It is established. It was guaranteed by the Apostle Mark and the Apostle Matthew. Matthew 28, verses 25 through 27. Mark chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. Go and read it. Jesus told the disciples, the church would come by means of the Holy Ghost, by the power of God, the Holy Ghost. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall be my witnesses, both in Judea and in Galatia, and even unto the utmost parts of the world. Oh, yes. The gospel, the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It is God's power to save every soul that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Because in the gospel of Christ is the salvation of God being revealed from one generation of faith unto the other, the next. The gospel was preached in prophecy to the Old Testament faithful. The gospel is preached in fulfillment, in reality, in the New Testament doctrine. The kingdom of God is with men. It's on the earth. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2 and 3. The Jehovah's Witness are liars. And everyone that denies that the church of Christ exists today, they are liars. They are lying on God and his word. You don't have to believe me. You must believe God. God says God is the power, and God wants to save your soul. I am being saved by God through obedience to his word. It's not enough to say I believe what God has said. It takes an initiative. It takes obedience. Faith to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without obedient faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who obey him. You got to be willing to obey what you hear from the word of God. Don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. We're a bunch of tricks and lies and deceits by the ministers of Satan. Tricks are for cure. God is looking for mature, spiritually mature-minded souls to serve him according to his word and to save them from eternal damnation in hell.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're on the air tonight. That's why we come on the air twice a week. We are thankful to the Church of Christ in the Darien Loop community who pays for and sponsors this Christian broadcast twice a week. We're not here to solicit no money from you, ladies and gentlemen. We're not selling no prayer cloths. We're not trying to get you to buy no magazines. We're not looking for you to send a donation anywhere. We don't have no address to send no donation. What we're looking for is for you to obey God and receive the gospel and go to the worship assembly of the Church of Christ in your community and walk forward and desire to be baptized in the Christ. You can't join the Church of Christ. You must be born into the Church of Christ Why is that, Brother William? The Church of Christ is the family of Christ. It is a spiritual family, the spiritual household, the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. There is one body. We are called in one hope, by one spirit, by one word of the gospel, by one faith of obedience to God. There's only one relationship in Christ. We are sons of God because we are baptized into Christ. Galatians 3:26 and 27. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is your night. You want to be saved in the true church of the Lord. Tonight is your night. You got to give up. You got to renounce. You got to deny the religion of your youth that is contrary to the word of God today. You got to give up what your foreparents taught you that is not according to the written word of God. Your parents can't save you. They cannot save their own souls by false doctrine and lies. If you've been taught the same lies they've been taught, you have a responsibility to your soul to give it up and to change, to repent and accept the truth. This is our plea for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a member of the Lord's church, the Church of Christ, and you are not living a faithful life to Christ, then you are in jeopardy of the damnation of hell. Jesus says, "Be thou faithful, even if it kills you, and I will give you the reward of eternal life in heaven in the last day." Oh, we got to stop hypocrisy, envy, jealous, lying, and deceit in the Lord's church. False teachers, we calling you out tonight. You got to stop teaching lies to the people of God. You got to come clean to truth and obey it. If you don't, we are opposed to you. We are not spiritual brethren in right relationship with Christ. You are not in the Church of Christ. You are outside because you are in sin. First John chapter 3 and verse 5. There is no sin in Christ. You are in sin and you are not in Christ. And if you die in sin, you will go through hell. And all of those who obey your teaching will go to hell too. Ladies and gentlemen, we must obey the truth. It's the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, nothing but the truth. As ministers of Christ, we must preach the gospel, the truth to every soul.
Amen.
That's what Jesus commands. Mark chapter 15, verse 16 and 15 and 16. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 through 49. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Except you be baptized in the Christ for the removal of your sins, you cannot receive the spiritual blessing of the Holy Ghost, that is God, the Holy Spirit, in your life. Oh, you can claim it, you can name it and claim it, but it's not so. You are lying to yourselves. You must obey the truth. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we're going to make a word of prayer to beseech God's continual blessing on this broadcast. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your ministers who teach and preach your word daily. Thank you, dear God, for the faithful church who lives by the words of your commandments daily. Thank you, dear God, for the salvation that we have received in Christ Jesus. We pray, dear God, that our preaching and message of the gospel will reach some honest soul, the heart and mind of some honest person who will say within themselves, I will obey Christ because I want to be saved. God, bless us tonight. Bless your word. Bless your gospel. That it may not return to thee void this day, but that some honest soul will accept it. Forgive thy saints, dear God, thy righteous ones. Forgive us of our occasional sins, for we are weak in our fleshly memory. And occasionally we fall to the temptation and the deceitfulness of sin. And we ask, dear God, that you give us and bless us with the blessing of the forgiveness of sins once more. Help us to be wise in our faith and in our devotion that we might not sin against you, dear God. In
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn you over to my fellow preachers, my fellow ministers, ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who is the minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA, on the line tonight. We have Brother James Johnson, who is my co-minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, on the line tonight. These ministers are here to preach the truth. We want to know, if you don't want the truth, then explain to us and show us in the scriptures why you have any right to want hell. Because unless you obey the truth, you will all die and go to hell. So what in hell do you want so bad that you will not put down grandma and grandpa and mama and daddy's religion and accept the word of God for your soul's salvation? Billions are doing it today. Will you be one of those who foolishly rejects the word of God? You have a chance, ladies and gentlemen. And now I turn you over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. Brother
Amen.
Johnson, you got the floor.
Yes, sir. The Bible is a book of many books.
Amen.
It's not
yes.
a book of lies. It's a book of truth.
True.
If it don't set you free, then we all going to hell.
Amen.
It's the only book I can read on planet Earth. From John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if, I put this word, if you continue in my word,
yes.
you are truly my disciple, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
How many want to be free from their past sin?
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask the question tonight. Do you want to be free from your past sin? We're not talking about political freedom when Abraham Lincoln signed the bill in 1865. We're talking about the freedom of God
Amen.
To go to heaven. You can't put a date and a time on that. Whatever time you did it and whatever time you do it, that's the date it is done. And God gets the glory out of it.
Amen.
We need to read the Bible, learn the truth, stay with the truth, honor the truth.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 14 and verse
Amen.
6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
None.
If you can get in any other way than Jesus showed me on in the book, I haven't seen no man come to Jesus and say, well, I can't come in. If you're willing to give up sin, Jesus is willing to take you in.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't willing to give it up, don't mess around. Don't play around. I want to draw your attention to something tonight. I want you to open your Bibles tonight to 2 Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't did this in a while, but I think it needs to be broadcast tonight. 2 Samuel. And I want you to follow along wherever you are or wherever you are. Samuel says something in the Word of God that's very important to me. I want to use a verse or two. Here's what he says. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read what he says. Here was a man that was very religious, or he could not have been religious. But the Bible says, 15 and verse number 6.
All right.
He says, and on the manner of, on this manner, did Absalom to all of Israel came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel.
Mm.
Absalom stole the hearts of the Israel. You know what he was? He was a false brother or a false teacher.
Amen.
He stole the hearts of men. We got billions still in the hearts of men today.
Amen.
Go way back further than that. If you read this book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, it talks about false teachers,
yes.
False prophets.
Yes.
It tells you that they're no good. They tell you that they are liars. And we got a lot of them in the world today.
Amen.
And they're already in the church of Christ. The Apostle Paul warned the brethren in Romans 16 and verse 17 and 18
mm-hmm.
about the false brethren. They're coming out. And they're going to really tap the United States next year. I can already see it coming. We better be on guard. We better know our book.
Amen.
Don't go out in a denominational world and don't know the book. I've seen it happen to many in the church because they did not read their Bible. And a denomination is going to use the word Jesus. I'm going to tell you right now, when you even get started, he's going to use that word because he figures he can get you by that word. But he don't be talking about the Jesus we talking about from heaven. He's talking about the Jesus of the earth, talking about the devil.
Amen.
How do you know that, Brother Johnson? And 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
yes.
Verse 13 through 15.
Amen.
Satan has ministers and false apostles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He
transformed himself into a false apostle.
Mm-hmm.
And claiming, Brother William, he can do miracles. Huh? Yeah. He can raise the dead.
Yeah.
He can heal the sick. But I want to know something. If he can do all of that, what have we got doctors for?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Why did God allow men to go to college, get degrees, and become doctors?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God allowed them to go to school to get the degree to heal the physical body, but not the spiritual soul. Huh? Man can't do nothing with that. I'm going to break it down why it can come calmly and unsensibly. Man cannot do nothing with the soul.
Amen.
If you give it to the devil, that's your business. See, the devil is ready to take all to hell with him, huh?
Yes.
He don't want to be alone. If he did, he wouldn't be trying to do what he's doing now. He want to destroy your soul.
Amen.
If you allow it, go to hell. Huh?
Amen.
They don't just beat around the bush about it. Men are falling for these false teachers. Peter said, be aware of them. Mm-hmm. In the church.
Amen.
Peter had the preaching out of the church. 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 4. They will make merchandise of you. They will use you. They will take your money. They will rob you in the church of Christ. And lose your money. And you still will go to hell. Mm-hmm. Just because if you say that word across the line, I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and can't back it up, you're in trouble.
Not
a whole lot of folks can't back it up. I've seen people. I was raised in the Church of Christ. I was born this, and I was born that. That's not Bible teaching. When a man comes to the knowledge of the truth and obeys God, that's when he becomes a member of the Church of Christ. He wasn't raised in the Church of Christ. He obeyed the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
If any man bring not this doctrine, let it not in your house, neither be it in God's field. 2 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even be in God's feet, sitting that fellow walking.
Don't agree.
Don't agree with the truth, leave him alone. He's on his way to hell.
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of brethren so weak in the faith, it's pitiful. They can't stand the word of God. So sad. Men lying and dying and going to hell.
Mm.
It's going straight to hell. Now, there's no middle ground to that now. Men choose to go to hell. It's just sad.
Yep.
God made a way for you to come out of it, and you study staying in it.
Mm.
Well, what's the problem?
Yeah.
You don't believe God.
No.
See, you can say it, but do you believe it from the heart?
No faith.
No faith at all. The apostles didn't have faith at all at one time. In Mark chapter 4, verses 34 through 41, Jesus told them, you don't have no faith. He said, little faith or big faith. He said, you have no faith. Jesus had to work on their faith for them to get it right.
Obedient faith.
If you ain't got it, you better get it right before you die. People falling dead. People died in that home. They found a lady just last week laying in her home. She was already dead. I wonder was she a member of the church. No, sir.
Healed.
She died.
Murder.
People are leaving here with their hands back. People worried about the politicians and the hustlers and the gamblers, and they worried about their soul. When the soul go to the grave, the body goes to the grave, the soul go before God, no answer, no pretense, no talk at all. God got the phone. You go have to be down on your knees listening to God, what he's got to say. If you don't match up in the book, I'm talking about the book of life, close the door.
Bible.
All over. Be open that thing. And it's going to be open. You can tell God, I did this, I did that, I did all of this, I gave my shirt off my back, I gave my shoes, I gave my clothes. If you didn't do it in Christ, you did it in vain.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, a lot of folks don't get there at the judgment floor on their knees. Lord, let me in. They send the fire down there behind them.
Oh,
let me in. Let you in for what? I see what's going on. It's too late.
Amen.
Too late to go up there then.
Amen.
The time is to get Christ in Acts chapter 2. The same message. Peter preached. It's the same message today. Acts chapter 2. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the remission of your sin.
Yeah.
He didn't tell you to pray. He said, repent.
Amen.
You see, in Luke 13:3, it said, repent or perish. Don't you read the word perish? Go to hell.
Amen.
That's all it means. Don't mean nothing psychological. Mean what it says. Jesus told the people what to do, how to do, and if they choose not to go to heaven, they choose to go to hell.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. The Bible's not going anywhere. And Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, if heaven and earth pass away, my word shall stand.
Amen.
He also said in Luke 21 and verse 33, he said, if heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall stand. It's here today. I got it right in front of me. It's not going nowhere. You aren't going somewhere.
Not going to change.
It's not going to change. It's not going to leave your premises. It'll be right there in your face. And when he opens the book, see, he got a book of himself. He's going to open it, and he's going to look. He's going to look at your record. If it don't match, go to hell.
Amen.
That's from the spotless way it is.
Amen.
We ain't got to argue with you. We ain't got to fight you. We ain't got to bite you. like a bad dog. We know your head. You don't obey God, hell lift up your eyes like the rich man and Lazarus in the 16th chapter of Luke. Start at verse 19 through 31. Hell is available if you want to go.
Amen.
Heaven is available
Amen.
If you want to go up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Too many people. They must want to go to hell, Brother Will.
Yeah.
They turn it down.
Yes.
They said, no, we don't want it. So you said somebody got to go. God's not going to change the book, ladies and gentlemen. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. I am the Lord God,
yes.
I change not. So that's the end of the sentence there. If you didn't change it then, you ain't going to change it now. We might as well face while we act. The world is headed for hell.
Amen.
God is not making no excuse. You see, a lot of folks try to play this game. Well, that's what you say. Well, I can prove it from the book. I can take you back to Judges chapter 2 and verse 10. There was a generation that knew not God. So evidently they went to hell. In the days of Noah, they didn't believe in God. They went to hell. Why? How do you know they went to hell? The water drowned them in the flood. That was
lost.
They were lost like you lost today. God is no respecter of person. Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. If you don't do what God tell you, you're going to hell.
Well, God says,
amen.
Now, you can take it or you can leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You can either do what he tell you tonight or go to hell.
Amen.
The old saying is, what in hell do you want down there?
All right.
Amen.
If you want that, then we'll step aside and let you go. But if you want heaven, you got to obey the truth. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth.
Amen.
He said, through the unfeeling love of the Spirit, through the unfeeling love of the brethren. By being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God.
Amen.
And ask you something. Have you obeyed the word of God?
That's it.
If you haven't obeyed the word of God, you're going to hell.
Amen.
You're not going to put your foot in heaven. See, God is getting you prepared for heaven down here on earth. When you go in the watery grave of baptism, you already stepped into heaven. How do you know that, Brother Joshua? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. We are in heavenly places. That's how I know that. Christ in Christ.
Amen.
Chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible says Christ is in heavenly places.
Amen.
And John 6 and 62, the Bible says Jesus went back to heaven.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about it.
In Christ,
I'm in heavenly places. All I got to do is go up. The spirit leaves the body. My spirit leaves the body. It goes up. It goes to Christ and not to the devil.
Amen.
The devil trying to destroy me by to get me to lie on the scripture.
Yes.
He already know I'm a member of the church. I'll get you to lie on the scripture. If I'm weak, he'll do it. If I'm strong, he'll run.
Amen.
You see, he can't fool me. So God's going to school me. Huh? Am I right about it?
Amen.
God's going to school me, and the devil's going to fool me. Huh? Am I right about it? You see, we got to know what to do. We got to know how to present the word of God. See, we can do it if God tells us how to do it through the word. Many false prophets are gone out to deceive the world. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 4, he said, I charge thee therefore before the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, turn it under fable. They won't listen to God anymore. Men are doing it now. They're not doing it later. That was in the first century. Here we down to the last century. And men still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They turning their ears from the truth. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it, Brother John. I don't want to hear it, Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Fourth. I don't want to hear it. Don't preach that to me. Prophesy unto me smooth things. Mm-hmm. Teach me what I want to know. I'll pay you, but we won't do it, according to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8 through 10. We're going to tell you what the Bible says, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
You see, I didn't obey the gospel to play a game. I obeyed the gospel to tell you the truth. And if you don't accept it, then you can go to hell. That's plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible's still right. It ain't going to change in America. It ain't going to change overseas. It ain't going to change in your house.
Amen.
You got the Bible. You read it for yourself. The Bible tells us about the homosexuals, the gays, and all these things. It tells us about marriage. God said marriage. Hebrews 13 and verse 4. He said, all whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Yeah.
Amen.
God judges them not. If you sleeping with that woman and you're unnaked and she ain't got a spiritual garment on, she ain't married to Christ and ain't married to you, she on her way to hell and you is too.
Amen.
That folks today want to play. Well, it ain't nothing wrong with starting out shacking up first. Bible says marriage. Now, God said marriage, and that's where it's going to be.
Amen.
And we're going to be preaching on it. We're not going to tell you any different. You can get mad and swell up and bust and cuss, and we can all die and go to hell, and the Bible's still right.
Amen.
Right, whether we believe it or not. We don't want to accept God's word. Then what you got it in your house for? It doesn't make any sense having the word of God and don't live it.
Amen.
It doesn't help you, Lord, by just having it on the coffee table or on the breakfast table.
It can
help you. If men would read it like God said, men wouldn't have the problem they're having now. But men choose not to read it, so they choose to go to hell. That's where they're going to end up at.
Amen.
You see, it's not going to change. Man want to go to hell. Because if he didn't want to go, he would do what God tells him. God's not going to beg him to go to heaven.
Nope.
God gave him a choice. Heaven or hell. And he want to go there, go on down there. But I like to know one thing. When he go, what he going to get? Nothing. Gnashing of teeth. Burning his soul up for eternity. In pain, worse than a toothache and a headache, worse than also than his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than sores on his body.
Suffering
for eternity.
Amen.
I don't want to suffer now, and I ain't even in hell yet.
Not for me.
But I don't want to suffer now. So why would I want to go there?
Amen.
See, you ain't gonna get out when God locked the door. It's locked.
Amen.
Let me show you an example. When God locked the ark, nobody could come in and nobody could go out.
That's right.
You was in there or you was out of there.
Amen.
Whoever didn't get in drowned in the flood.
That's right.
Whoever got in stayed in the ark. That was the antitype of the church. And folk were saved in there. Only eight souls, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. They were saved. We got folks today that want to obey God and get in the spiritual kingdom to be saved and to stay saved. It's not a hard task. You know what makes it hard? I want to play the role with sin and let God save me when he gets ready. But God said, no, you either obey what I said or go to hell.
Huh?
Amen.
That's the bottom line to it. You either go there or come to me. I love the way God set it up. We got a choice. Every day we wake up,
amen,
we make that choice. Brother William, Brother Parker, we make the choice. Either hell or heaven. When you get up tomorrow morning, if the Lord wakes you up and you jump up and find yourself in hell, you know why you went.
Amen.
Because you sin. And you
stop.
And if you stop and got obedience to God, then you know why you at there too. You in heaven.
Amen.
You make the choice. You'll live for eternity. You'll walk a piece of gold. But if you choose to go to hell, you'll never see heaven.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5, he told Nicodemus, you had to be born again. He said, I'm not going to let you see it, and I'm not going to let you in. That's why I know we got to be born of the water and of the spirit. Because Jesus, I'm not going to let you see it, and I'm not going to let you in. Now, what you going
to
do now? Without baptism, you can't get in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You can't slip in, you can't slide in, and you can't run in.
Amen.
Now, talk to me. The Bible already told us how to do it. Why did God tell Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom if he wasn't going to do it that way? He said, Peter, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to open the door to heaven. That's what God was talking about.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
In Luke, the 17th chapter, and verse 20 and 21, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is without operation. You can get in if you want to.
Amen.
But if you don't want to, I'm not going to beg you to come to me.
It's not physical.
It's spiritual. We already in, brother. We always have to stay in.
Amen.
How you stay in? By the book and by prayer.
My faith.
The faith is in the word, faith is in your prayer. Now, if you don't do it the way God said it, go to hell.
Amen.
That's all it is to it. It'll talk about, well, I'll wait till I get 50, 60, 70. You might not even get there.
Amen.
You may die before you get 70.
Yes.
You may die before you get 20.
Amen.
God didn't put no number on your lifestyle. He told you to do what this right here. He said, go preach. After you've been taught, you go tell somebody else. He said, go preach the gospel. Not some gospel, but the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. When you preach it, you teach it, you live it, you stay with it.
Amen.
That's how you do that. You don't jump in and out of church building. And, well, I go to this church building because I don't like what Brother William teaches. I go to that church building because I don't like what Brother Parker preached. Well, I won't be a watered-down sermon, so I go to the weakest congregation in the world. Let me tell you something. If you brethren don't preach like God said by the scripture and tell the people to, we're going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
We're on our way that way. We got a lot of brethren on their way to hell because they want to do what they want to do. And then we got a problem with music in the church.
Yes.
The Bible says S-I-N-G, sing. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
Yes.
Romans chapter 15, verse 9. Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
Yes.
Man.
God said, sing.
Fruit of the lips.
And we got folks want to bring in. And we want to bring in. The microphone singing. Well, everybody beeping on the song. They was all singing. He said, sing.
Nah.
What part you don't understand? God said, sing, Brother Parker.
Sing words.
Your mouth. Sing with the fruit of your lips.
Sing words.
Words.
Amen.
You can't get that boom, boom, bop, bop, bebop, and all that. That ain't singing.
Nope.
If you ain't doing the way God's saying, you're doing it in vain.
Amen.
Matthew 15, verse 7 through 11. Let the blind lead the blind, and they both shall fall in the ditch. They're going to hell.
Amen.
Got to tell the truth. Got folks today don't want to hear the truth, Brother Will. They're so ignorant of the Bible. It's pitiful how they're so ignorant of it. They want to argue and mock God and blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Don't they know when they do that, they're going to hell if they don't repent of it?
Amen.
Don't call God a lot. If God said it, it's in the book. We're not telling you something that God didn't say. He said, we baptized in Jesus Christ. That's what he said.
Amen.
And you can accept it or you can reject it and go to hell anyway. When you get on the radio broadcast, we got to tell the people why to get off that.
Amen.
They think they're getting away with it. Well, Brother Parker, Brother Yasser, Brother William, and, you know, they preach it out there. Ain't about us understanding. It's about your soul getting right.
That's it. You
got to get right with God.
Amen.
You got to hear what God got to say. In Jeremiah 22:29, he said, "Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord."
Yes.
He said, hear the word of Brother William.
Amen.
He said, hear the word of Brother Parker, of Brother Parker Ford, Johnson, Brother Robert. He said, hear the word of God. When we preach the gospel, you to hear it and you to obey what God said. You go back and check it and find out what we have said. If it ain't right, come and challenge us. If
Amen.
It's right, obey it.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Be no fool.
Amen.
Don't be no fool. The devil got plenty of fools out there.
Billion.
And still is getting them. People turning their back on God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God says something. That ain't right. You know what you're saying? God, you telling a lie. That's what you're telling God.
Yep.
You're telling God, he lied to you. Now, how can God lie to you? And the Bible says in Numbers 29 and verse, if I'm, let me get it right now, Numbers 29, verse 23. It says God cannot lie.
He's not a man.
Amen.
He's not a man to lie. Now, if he can't lie, then he got to tell the truth. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, he said, I promise eternal life. You got it if you hold on to it.
Obey the truth.
Now, you got to obey that. That's what
Amen.
You got to do. Your mama and your daddy can't help you.
Amen.
And don't just bring your mama to me and your daddy either. I want you to serve a man that died for you
That's right.
on the cross. Not your mama and not your daddy. Your mama and your daddy
Amen.
Didn't die for you.
Amen.
Huh? They didn't die for you. Show me in the Bible your mama and daddy died for you.
They died for anybody.
If they died for you, what did Christ come for?
Nope.
What did he come for? He came in vain, Brother William. If your mama and daddy died for you, well, my mama was Baptist. So what? My daddy was Catholic. My brothers and sisters, Jehovah's Witness. Everybody's a different religion. But ain't nobody saved.
Amen.
No salvation. Acts 4:12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9-11. Huh? Like the scripture now. Go and check him and see if it's right. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9-11. Ain't no excuse for it. Don't come and try to make a message of judgment of Christ. Christ ain't mine.
That's right.
Huh? He's an all liar. An unbeliever, will go to hell. How do you know that? Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8.
Yeah.
He's all liars and abomination. Unbelievers will go to hell on their way there. Why? They didn't obey God.
Amen.
They disbelieve what he says. And God can't save them. Or they're hollering for his name now. In Proverbs chapter 1, beginning at verse 23-32. Oh, save me, God. I'll do what you tell me, God. Too late. Go to hell.
Amen.
He ain't going to save nobody on the outside. You got to come on the inside. It's just like I walk in this house. I got to come in the door.
Amen.
The same thing, you got to come in the door of heaven. Jesus opened the door already for you.
I am the door.
Jesus, I am the door. I am the way. The truth and the life. Jesus, I'm the way into heaven. Now, who else can get you there? If Jesus can't get you there, you ain't going.
Nobody.
Huh? Nobody's going. Jesus opened the door a long time ago for me, Brother Parker. He opened the door a long time ago for you. And Brother William. And your son.
Amen.
And whoever else was minister of God. He opened the door. All we had to do is step in. How did we step in? By being obedient, by being baptized into the watery grave of baptism.
Amen.
The Ethiopian eunuch was baptized into Christ. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip took him down in the water.
Yes.
He was baptized in regular water, Brother Will.
Yes.
It wasn't no holy water. It was just plain water.
Yes.
And when he got baptized, the Lord added him to the church that day.
It's full.
Amen.
He added to the church. The Bible never says nothing about a body. It says souls were added to the church.
No flesh and blood.
cannot enter the kingdom of God. So that's not the question. If the soul ain't added to the church, then you're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of folks claim to be baptized, but they're not baptized, brother. We're still doing the same thing. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, he said, if you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. What do you mean, risen with Christ? You've been buried in the water, and you raised with him through the operation of faith. He said that it also in Colossians chapter 2.
Yes.
You got to be baptized. He cut away the sin, Brother William.
From your soul.
From your soul, not from your body.
Yes.
Your physical body going back to the dust.
It died.
It died, but the spirit lives on for eternity.
Amen.
Wake up.
Amen.
You're dead, and you don't even know you're dead. You're dead in sin.
Yeah.
Oh, am I right about it? You dead in sin.
You're subject
to go to hell.
Mortal death.
And mortal death is coming for you. Jesus, death is coming for you like a change.
Amen.
Just coming straight at you. And you don't see it. When you fall down, that's it.
That's it.
That's it's over. And he'll talk about getting it right then. You choose not to obey God. Who can say, and that ain't just amazing. God can save everybody.
Yes.
Come on, church, check me out, Brother Will. God can save everybody, Brother Parker.
Amen.
The Bible don't say he can save a few people. He said, I got heaven, and all of you can get in. There's still going to be enough room.
Amen.
It's still enough room in heaven, Brother Parker. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's enough room in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
God can save you. There was enough room in the ark, Brother William.
Yes, it was.
God didn't shortchange it, but we turn it down.
Men
turn it down. I don't want it.
Okay.
So you drown and go to hell.
Cool.
Amen. God made a way. You go to hell in the fire, but if you obey me, you won't have to never see hell.
That's
how
I hope. Amen. Let me tell you something right now. You don't want to see hell.
Amen.
You may have a lot of kin folks went that way. That's their choice. But we don't want to see hell. God ain't got to show me hell. It's enough of it in the Bible, and I already see it. All I have to do is look at it. The Bible tells me in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, all that forgot God will return into hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Job chapter 8, verse 13, the same thing. Psalm chapter 15 and 22, the same thing. Turn into hell.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
Amen.
We ain't getting away with it.
Amen.
You die outside of Christ, hell, you lift up your eyes.
That's right.
No getting
Amen.
Away with it. You're trying to hide. The Bible tells me in Psalm 139, verse 8, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there.
Yeah.
If you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. Where are you going? Is the question.
The judgment of God. No
Where
one,
are you going?
No one shall escape.
Amen.
Where are you going?
Go.
Where are you going? And answer me now. Since you're so smart, answer that question. Since you got so many degrees, answer that question. I heard preachers brag on the wall. I got 6 degrees on the wall, but he can't figure a way how to fix death up and go to heaven. He's going to hell because he don't know how to get it right. Got to come to God.
Yeah, preach the truth.
Got to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Nicodemus came to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't come to him. Let me tell you something. And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 came to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. They stepped toward Jesus, not toward Peter, not toward Paul and Matthew and all of the other ministers of the gospel. They stepped toward Jesus. The Holy Spirit came in after they obeyed the gospel.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit filled every one of them. Now, I ain't going to try to explain that. All I know is what the Holy Spirit did.
God said it,
that settles it.
Amen.
I am all right about it.
Amen.
God said it, that settles it.
It's the truth.
It's the truth all the way. I got God's Spirit. How do you know, Brother Johnson? Ephesians chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
verse 12 and 13. I've been sealed by the Holy Ghost.
God said it.
God said it. Huh?
Amen.
God said
Amen.
It.
That's how
Paul wrote it down. And God said it.
And I believe.
And I believe it, and I trust it, and I'm going to keep on believing it.
Amen.
I'm not giving it up. For nobody, mama, daddy, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa, I ain't giving it up.
Right.
If they want to go to hell, go head on.
Amen.
Amen.
God, with all promises mm-hmm. are in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Drop down to verse 20 and 22. He said it again about, I got the Spirit already. When I obey the gospel.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, I ain't got to worry about it. All I got to do is keep it.
Amen.
How do you keep it, Brother John? Run from sin. Stay away from sin.
Amen.
If you fall, get down and stop right in your track and ask God for forgiveness and mean what you say. And God erase it. See, I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to us now.
Amen.
But they can't be saved without obeying the gospel.
Amen.
Don't obey the gospel. You're going to hell.
Amen. First,
we must first do what God says.
Obey the gospel.
Obey the gospel. There ain't but one gospel. There ain't no gospel.
One.
It's one O-N-E.
Amen.
And we got no two P-W-O. We got one. You obey it. You do what God tells you and move on. Don't be sitting there, well, contemplate. The Bible says, sir, I've heard people tell me this, Brother Will. Well, I can't see that he's with it. He's lying. He don't believe in God.
No faith.
He has no faith at all. And he ain't just going to Hebrew trying to take it out of content either. Well, over here says, have faith in God. That faith is talking about an obedient faith.
Amen.
Amen.
They talk about the faith alone.
Faith to obey.
Obey God. That's the problem with people. All I believe is God will do the job. Okay, you say you believe in God. Well, have you obeyed? Peter said you got to obey. 1 Peter 1:22 through 25.
Hebrews.
Hebrews say you got to obey.
Amen. 10:20.
If you don't do what he tell you, go to hell.
Amen.
Now, back to me again. See, Brother Parker, when we preach this kind of lesson, you know that makes God happy.
Amen.
It makes God happy because God said now, that minister I can depend on.
Yes, sir.
That minister. He didn't say any minister. That minister.
He got
my word. He's preaching to the souls of men, not my flesh and blood. He said, speak the truth to my people.
Yes.
Tell them what I said. Regardless if it hurt them, cut them off. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 through 13. He said, cut them off. Jesus cut them with a sword. He cut them up with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got something like that. Cut them up, Brother Will.
It'll hurt.
It'll hurt for a man, they'll heal.
Did
you know something? When you cut a man up, don't you know he heal when he get in the watery grave of baptism?
If he obeys.
If he obeys, Brother Parker, get in the watery grave of baptism, he healed right there. His soul is healed.
Amen.
He healed him on the spot.
Hey.
He healed on the spot, Brother Will. He'll heal next week. He healed the minute he go in that water. Because the Bible says he cut away the sin. By faith, you go in that water, he's a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Amen.
We are new creatures. Old things have passed away.
Amen.
Got to do what God.
Change.
Got to change your heart. Baptism and faith go together. They change the hearts of men.
Amen.
They quit sinning and live for God.
Amen.
They live. You brought them alive from the dead.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? You have brought them alive from the dead.
That's
it. Yes.
You dead now.
Seriously.
Outside of Christ, you're dead.
Amen.
But when you come into Christ, you saved and you live for God. You done gave the devil up.
Amen.
So you give it up.
Amen.
You done talking crazy? Give it up.
Get me behind me.
Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 11. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 11.
Yes.
We got to preach the word. We got to teach the people the truth. Peter did in Acts chapter 5.
Yes.
Starting at verse 20 through 25. Brother Parker, we get ready to turn to you.
Yes,
look here, brother. Preach the word.
Amen.
The people are being added to the church. When you get this 5 cents in Israel, won't forget it. He said you got to hear the word, Acts 15, verse 7. You got to believe the word, Acts 15, verse 7. Then he said you got to repent, Acts 3:19. Then you got to confess, Acts 8, verse 7. Then you got to be buried with him in water, Acts 8:38 and Acts 2:38 to 2:47. Then the Lord said, now, I'll take it from there, Peter. I'll add you to the church. You don't join no church.
Amen.
I add you to the church. What church?
Amen.
The Church of Christ.
That's the Lord's church.
The Lord's church. Then you on your way to heaven.
Amen.
Now all you got to do is stay faithful. You got to attend it every Sunday and every Wednesday night. And whenever we have something going on in the Bible study, you there. God shall walk with you all the way.
Live faithful.
You got to walk with you.
Daily,
if you stay with me.
Amen.
This lady declared to be a preacher. She died. He said, I'll walk with you. Well, Jesus said, I'll walk with you too.
Yes.
But Jesus still walked.
Amen.
She dead.
Amen.
But she never obeyed God. She claimed to be a preacher.
Not God.
She ain't God a preacher. God didn't tell her to go preach. She said, I have preachers, but don't go preach now. I ain't give you that authority. According to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 33 through 37. He didn't give her that authority. So
Amen.
She died months ago.
Yes.
We got to preach the word. We got to tell the world what's going down. Hell or heaven?
Amen.
Hell or heaven? That's plain and simple. Brother Parker, hit it on the road.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And after you finish that sermon, Doc, look. It's what in hell do you want? You know, folks get so greedy for hell. Amen.
Yeah.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul said, this know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They're out here right now. Amen. You got all these gays and everything out here. Covetous boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, covenant breakers, false accusers, inconvenient, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heavy-minded, high-minded, rather, and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such and we've got to do that now. We got to preach that gospel to get Christians in the only church that's in the Bible to turn away from all of this evil that's going on now. The nation, I never thought that this nation would come like that. Having started preaching at 8 years old, and we were all, God bless America and everything.
Yeah.
But now it has become a hellhole here, especially when the leaders of the nation declared God a lie. They said, God, you lied. A man got a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. You know something? God started punishing. You don't see very much of that now. They got AIDS and all kind of sicknesses killing them, amen? And so we understand that there is a God, amen? And when you don't obey God, he lets you know, amen, to lose you to Satan. And if you go to Satan, you get destroyed, amen? Not only after you die in judgment, no, but before him, your sins shall find you out. Amen. We gotta keep preaching the word. Let folk know one Bible on planet Earth. Amen. One church only in that Bible. In the New Testament scriptures. Amen. Christ came from heaven and set up the church. Amen. Shed his blood for it. Amen. It is. The Church of Christ. Well, any church to do. No, 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 no. That church came from Christ. Church of came from Christ. Amen? He established it. And we have all of the basic instructions before leaving earth in the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth is in the Bible. You have the Old Testament, and you have the New Testament. Old Testament, New Testament, part of the New Testament right now. That's when God sent his Son down here on planet earth. He shed his blood that we might all have a right to the tree of life. Those who obey the word of God, the New Testament doctrine, amen. And we've got to keep preaching that. You know, folks don't care nothing about no Bible. All they care about is how much money they can make and how much illicit sex of becoming gay, amen, becoming killers, murderers, and everything else, killers and everything else. You know, we are in a great nation, but it's full of great foolishness, amen. Because we call ourselves and declare ourselves, we sing the song of, the national song, God Bless America, land of the free, home of the brave, amen. Yeah, all of that. But now we are a bunch of aliens on planet Earth in America, amen. And we've got to keep preaching the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 4, we've been commanded, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. You know, the word of God is out of season right now. But he said preach it in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come, and it's here now, but men will not endure sound doctrine, even in the one true church on planet earth, the church of Christ. Amen. You go to some churches, they don't want you. Well, why you got to preach on hell? Why you got to tell us that? Why you got to No. They're embracing this worldly doctrine of the world, satanic doctrine, amen? We've got to preach it.
Amen.
I've been to many a church, amen. Some I don't want to go back to because they're going to have a meeting after you finish preaching your sermon and to ask you why you got to preach on hell. Why are you coming to the Church of Christ? Change the name up there. Amen. Call it whatever you want to call it. But that's what the doctrine of Christ is about. Amen. If people get in the only church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ, the only one, amen, and follow the basic instruction thereof out of the Bible, amen, you live the most blessed life you could ever live on planet Earth and die and go to heaven, amen. And we got to keep on preaching the word of God, amen. People want you to preach something popular or something good, amen. And you know what they'll do? If you're not telling them the truth and ain't giving any kind of life they want to live, they're going to give that money if you're just talking to them and making them feel good, amen. The Bible says, chapter 4, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in it right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their own desires, heap to themselves men having itching ears, and they shall turn away their hearts away from the truth and turn unto fable. We got a lot of lying preachers up in the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Got a lot of guys in it for the money. Honeys, anything other than teaching the gospel. Amen. That's what we got to know. Look at the world of churches. Amen. All those members, they get in there because they're telling them what they want to hear. Amen. Making them feel good. Even bringing the nightclub up in there with them with all the instruments and stuff. Amen. And they don't have to sing. Amen. They can put a choir up there with the music and everything else. We've got to stick with what God commanded us to do. Preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come. We're in that age now that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having anything else, buy you and get somebody to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. And even in some of these universities, these young preachers are going to. They're teaching them how to make the people feel good. Amen. Now, they're giving them the basic ways to become a member of the church, HBRCB, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, but they are not preaching the sound doctrine of Christ. Amen. You know, if Dr. Pipe will cut some and convert some and will bring some to obey the gospel of Christ. Amen. We got to take a lot of this old boom, bang, and singing, you know, because that let them think that they, you know, at a Sunday morning nightclub, all that boom, banging, and can on, like that self-making instrument. The Bible does not say that. Ephesians 5:19, what does the Bible say? So, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody where? In your heart, your mind, unto the Lord. Amen. We got to get back to that good sound doctrine.
Yes,
amen?
That's it.
And preach it. And some churches you go to, you can't preach about hell. Amen? I've been asked that many times years ago. Amen? I keep telling you about that sermon. What in hell do you want? Amen? Amen? We got to, that's what you in the Church of Christ for. Amen. It's the only church on planet Earth that you can go to heaven in. Christ came here and established it. It wasn't established anywhere on planet Earth. Christ came from heaven, shed his blood, and established the only church in the Bible. Amen. And we've got to keep preaching it and converting people and letting them know there's only one church. That's why we preach the gospel, amen? And we want to ask them a question. What in hell do you want? Because as long as a true gospel preacher of the Church of Christ is preaching, he's got to preach to try to convert you to not go to hell, amen? So if you want to go to hell, leave the Church of Christ. Don't even go to church. Go home and sit up and look at the football game every Sunday, a basketball game, whatever they got going on. Have your good time. Go to clubs every week, every day of the week, and get drunk and everything. Go out, commit fornication, adultery, and everything else that you can. Do that because we were commanded to preach the word. Amen. You can go to some churches, and the leadership of the church may not be elders and deacons, but the leading brothers in the church, if you get to preach about certain things, they're going to have a conference with you. I've had it done many times. And then if you preach real strong doctrine and everything, and you go to some church that's got elders in there, they don't want you in the pulpit. They're going to get somebody else. Amen? That's why it was commanded. 2 Timothy chapter 4 to preach that word. Be instant in season when it's seasonable. Out of season, when it's out of season. Word of God is getting more out of season nowadays. Amen? Because Paul said, thinking themselves become wise, they became fools. We got a lot of foolish people in America now because we're such a great nation with all this kind of stuff. We got to get back and stick with the book regardless of the circumstances. Amen? Because you have to understand something new as a preacher. Amen? I mean, we're not in it for the money. Amen? We're not in it for that. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. And then he also said in the Bible, wheresoever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am, Christ said, in the midst of them. Amen? So, well, I don't need to be in a little church. I mean, you're not in the word of God to preach it for money. To save souls and keep your own souls saved. Amen? That's why the scripture says, whatsoever two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, there I am in the midst of them. Christ is there. Amen? Now, if you call yourself a preacher, keep preaching that doctrine because Christ is there. Now, when the church break up and get away from the true doctrine of Christ every day, that's not the Church of Christ. He's not in any other church on planet Earth except for the Church of Christ, his church, that follow the basic instructions that he has given us in the New Testament Bible. Amen? And we've got to keep doing that. Amen? And mind. Don't worry about the number of people coming in. If you're preaching the gospel and y'all doing the basic instruction that the Bible told you to do, the Bible said wheresoever two or three, Jesus said that, wheresoever two or three are gathered together in my name, he said there he is in the midst of them. Amen. You can have a thousand up in there, and you're not gathering his name, it's not working. You see him on television. 52,000 people sitting up in the audience and everything. Christ is not there. The Holy Church, he's in, is the true Church of Christ, amen? And it doesn't have to be a big building. So that should make us feel good about being ministers. We can convert people, but a lot of people want to go somewhere where, you know, there's a whole bunch of preachers, a whole bunch of people there. Preachers want to go there so he can get them some money. Preaching ain't about money. Amen? The first thing we were commanded to do is to preach the word. Be instant in season. Preach when they like it. Out of season when they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. The time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. America, being a great nation like we claim we are, you know, you got to kind of preach what they want to hear. Amen? No. The Word of God has power in it. It can convert people. Amen? Convert them. Amen? Make them walk out of that world and get baptized and obey the Word of God. Amen? That's what it's here for. See, we didn't write the word or bring the word on earth. Christ, the Son of God, came to earth, amen, and established the Church of Christ. Crucified, amen, shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary, amen, for us to have the opportunity to be able to preach his powerful doctrine. Amen. It's not us. Remember this, the Holy Spirit is still working. When you preach the gospel as it is written in the King James Version of the Bible, when you teach that, the power of the Holy Ghost is with it. Amen. When you preach that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Casting that power on people to first make them obey the gospel, and secondly, to stay continuously faithful until death. It's the word. Amen. And now we got, you know, Satan has done a lot of things to the word of God on planet Earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all these feel-good churches. Amen. So you can go and to the club on the weekends and get drunk and high, commit fornication and everything else you want to do. And you can come up in the church and you come to the Sunday morning nightclub. All that music and all the preachers want to do, they used to just holler all the time, and now they do a little bit of talking and everything, but you got that music and everything making him feel good. He's not going to preach that doctrine, because the Word of God, when you preach from the King James Version of the Bible, the doctrine of Christ, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Amen.
Amen.
That doctrine out of the King James Version of the Bible, amen, it's going to have power of Christ in it. It's going to convert people, help people to save their souls. That's why we're in the ministry. That's why there's only one church on planet Earth. That's the one that Christ died for, shed his blood for. The Son of God came down here and established the only church that's in the Bible. And if you don't know the Bible, it's the King James Version is that Bible. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Amen. And so let's keep preaching that doctrine now, because it's going to be here forever, because Christ is coming back. And those that who have obeyed his word and lived the life he commanded for you to live will be caught up in the air with him and go to heaven and live everlastingly up in heaven. Those that will not do it, they're going to hell, amen, and going to burn everlastingly weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally. And folk today, nowadays, in this country, I know, they don't even care nothing about no heaven or no hell. All they want to do is make that money and do live what they want to do and smoke that dope and everything else they want to do. You know, get drunk and all that and just have a good time, party, 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 all the time, amen. They can care less about heaven. And then you got those worldly preachers and some of our Church of Christ preachers telling them what they want to hear to make that money. There are many preachers, and not in Church of Christ, basically, but those worldly churches, those guys are millionaires and everything, telling the folk what they want to hear. Feel good ministry. We've got to stick with the book, amen. If you're going to preach, stick with the book, amen. And God will bless you. He'll let you know how he's blessing you and blessing others when you preach the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, what did he say? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that generation now. The time is here now that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desire, they'll fire you and hire somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. And a lot of those churches have closed down. A lot of them have. Amen. Just keep preaching it. Yeah, amen. Amen. Let's stick with the word of God. Amen. Forget about how popular America is and how much money the people making in the world and what you can do to get you some money or something like that. Look at these churches on the television and everything they got, 50,000 members, 100,000 members, and some got them all, many more in different states, listening to them on the radio and sending collections to them. Get rid of that, amen. God takes care of his church. Amen. He takes care of it. And when you preach the word, you're doing what he commanded you to do. Preach the word. Convert the people. The word of God has the power to convert people. Stick with the book. Amen. Don't just get up there and tell people what they want to hear. You tell them the word of God. Amen. They're coming there to stay out of hell. Amen. And they're coming to stay out of hell after death. And live the most wonderful life on planet Earth they can while they're living. Amen?
Amen.
That's how you get blessed. That's what blessings are about. Amen? And if you don't be a member of the church and live right, you're going to be accursed. You're not by Satan and everything else. You're not going to be successful. Amen? Well, I know some people ain't in the Church of Christ, and they make a lot of money and everything else, but they're living a holistic life. Holistic life. And the Bible says when you're doing that kind of stuff, you reap what? Amen.
That's
why the Church of Christ being the only church on planet Earth that you can be blessed in and live the most blessed life you could ever live on planet Earth. Then die and go to heaven and live in heaven everlastingly. Because there are two places where you're going to live everlastingly. One in heaven, or you die and go to hell. Two places on that. Amen. And you see how men are? We know that there are churches that teach you that you can live half good. you can live everlasting somewhere halfway between heaven and halfway between hell. Amen. There's no such thing as that. Amen. Is one of two places, heaven or hell, because there's two things that go on. If you follow the basic instructions of the Bible, Christ came and died and shed his blood, went back to heaven. You can only go there if you follow the basic instructions of the Bible. If you don't, you got to go to hell. Everybody got to go to hell. Ain't no halfway. You can't halfway do right. And that's being taught by some religious groups. You can go halfway between heaven and hell. No, you either go to heaven or hell. Now, which one do you want? That's all right. You know, and we've got to keep preaching that doctrine because it's in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible teaches us that. Amen? And Christ came here and set the example for folk to follow, to go and be with him eternally. Amen. Amen. People say, well, I'm just living on earth. But after you leave the earth, there's one or two places you're going to go. Amen. And some doctrines teach you can go halfway between heaven and hell. There's no such thing in the Bible. One or two places you go, to heaven or to hell. Amen. And as we can keep preaching just like that and let the folk know that's the conversion of the gospel of Christ. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Nobody on planet earth is going to destroy the word of God. His word shall stand forever. And when he says ever, he literally means that. Even after
that's
the
right.
earth. He destroys it, it's still going to be there. And those that go to heaven going to know it. And those that go to hell going to know what they should have done. The Bible says in hell, eternally, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, being burned up eternally. Wait! That's something else, isn't it? Burning eternally. Let's keep preaching that doctrine of Christ. In many churches, you don't hear churches of Christ, you don't hear them even saying any more about hell. Because a lot of the members come and say, well, why you got to preach on hell? I've had that happen to me many times. Amen?
Amen.
You got to, that's what the Church of Christ is here for, to keep folk from going to hell. Amen? Now, if you want to go to hell, don't go to God. Just stay out there and go to hell. Amen? But if you're in the church, we've got to preach people and teach them how to live and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen? And teach them that they must repent. You can't go to heaven and you're living like a hellion. Amen? You got to repent. Amen? You know, after you obeyed the gospel, you told Christ, he gave you forgave you of all of your past sins, and you have died, and all those sins are washed away. Amen.
Amen.
Your new creation coming up out of the water. Amen. And to stay a new creation, if you stumble or make a sin or something, repent. Amen. Confess your faults and be prayed for. And stop doing that. Amen. We've got to stay strong with the gospel. Okay, minister, if you're listening, you're ministering, you got to know this. You're not preaching the word for the money. You're not preaching it for the money. Amen. Many preachers, they have jobs and they're preaching. And they're preaching a doctrine. But some want to be a preacher and they want that church to pay them just like they'd be as a job. Well, where do you find that preaching is a job? No.
All right.
2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul just said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Even when they will not want to hear a sound doctrine, keep preaching. They may fire and everything else. I remember some of the older preachers, some of these big churches that are up there now. You know, they got pretty good membership and everything, and picking up a good collection and all that. Some preachers that really got them started were cast out of their parsonage. Amen. They had a lot of parsonage in those days. And they take them, put their furniture out on the street, and fire them. And they had to have relatives or friends or somebody who cared for them to get their furniture moved off the street and sent back to whatever town they came from or to another place and try to help them out. Amen. We've got to understand what has gone on in the churches of Christ. Amen. I mean, to bring in these big congregations we see now, if they would tell them the history of that church, what went on before it grew and everything, those were the tough days of converting people. Amen. Tough word. They had to get in there and preach the word. Folk didn't want to hear it in many areas. They didn't want to hear it. You go there and it was a Church of Christ, and it took time to build it up because folk were not even caring about hearing the gospel. They wanted to go to the Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. Especially that music and everything. Yeah. Preachers screaming and hollering. They don't stop a lot of that in those worldly churches. They, when they get the screaming and that music in there, it was a Sunday morning nightclub. Let's keep with the doctrine. Amen. That's power in the Word of God. Amen. Because when you preach, if you're a converted member and preacher of the Church of Christ, you're preaching the doctrine of Christ. And you know why it's so powerful then? Because you're living the right life and everything, and the Holy Ghost is putting that power on top of that congregation. Amen. Converting people. See, that's why how conversion come. Amen. You can't be a halfway preacher. Amen. When you say you're a preacher of the Church of Christ, you must be a totally converted man. Amen. You up in there just make it worse for yourself, because your sins will find you out. Amen.
Amen.
So let's keep preaching the Word of God, converting people. Amen. Because that's the only way you're gonna go to heaven, is to be in the one true church that's in the Bible, and listen to the one true gospel that's in the Bible. That's what is going to make you, help you live the most blessed life you could ever live on planet Earth, and then die and go to heaven. Amen. We just hope, trust, and pray that if you're listening tonight, go to a Church of Christ nearest you. Amen. And if you're in the area of any of the speakers tonight, amen, go to the church where they are. But get to the Church of Christ. And after you hear the word, Acts 15 and 7, believe it. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then be buried in the water grave of baptism. Acts 2, 37 and 38, have all your past sins washed away. Rise there from the water, a new creation in the Church of Christ. Then you follow the basic instruction of the Bible and be faithful until death. Live the most glorious life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die and go live in heaven. Amen. Eternally. That's what it's about. Amen. We want you to do that and go to the nearest church as soon as possible. And we're going to keep preaching the gospel of doctrine of Christ. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 4, we were told to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long-suffering and doctrine. We are that generation now. Time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Some churches of Christ are fire. Amen. I've been to several of them. And was a preacher there and everything, but they just wonder why I got to preach on hell and preach on this and that and everything. And so the leadership got together and they fired me. Amen. Some got to complain so bad, I just resigned. Amen. We were commanded to preach the word that stick with us. Amen. And then you know what the word will do? The word will convert people. Amen.
That's right.
Now, you know, as a minister, and those that listen that may be ministers tonight, you know that if you're a minister of the Church of Christ, you when you started preaching everything, and certain things that you might say, you might be have a meeting with the brethren or the elders, the deacons there, and they want to know why you got to preach on that. why you think you're going to go to heaven and people are going to be converted in the church? Amen. Mm. Keep preaching the word. Amen. Second Timothy chapter 4, we were commanded to do it. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering doctrine. We're in that age now. The time has come. Paul says it will come. That men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, keep to themselves teachers. Having it to them. I'd rather get fired. If they don't want me there, fire me. Amen. And so I've been thinking, they didn't have to fire me. I saw how they were acting, everything. I just resigned. Amen. The word of God is powerful. Amen. You're going to have some wicked people that don't want to hear. Amen. Hey, so let them go to hell if that's what they want to do. Amen. So let's just keep preaching that doctrine of Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Don't let nobody run you from the Church of Christ. Amen. There are plenty of churches. Christ. Yeah. You may have to go somewhere and start with two or three. Jesus said, whatsoever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. And if you're there preaching the doctrine of Christ and with two or three there, you might end up with 300, 200. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because when you preach the word, you're going to convert some people. Amen. We want to preach it tonight. And we want God to keep blessing us preaching the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
God, that's the only way people on planet Earth can live the most blessed life they could ever live and then die and go to heaven. Amen. To this end, we commit to God and to the word. I think one of the brothers told you already, in order to become a member of that one true church in the Bible, you got to hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe it, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sin, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be baptized. Buried in the water, river baptism, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Those are the five steps to become a member of the Church of Christ. And if you listen tonight and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're on the way to hell. Amen? That's the only way you can go to heaven is become a member of the one true church in the Bible. Visit a Church of Christ nearest you as soon as possible. Do that. We beg you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, any questions? Anything, Brother William, Brother Johnson?
No, sir.
Right. Amen. If you want to be a member of the Church of Christ, you must hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32, and be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all of your past sins. Rise therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus, and be faithful to the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. If you hear that, there's one near you. Amen. And if you've been doing wrong, get right. Amen. To this end, we commit to God and the word of his grace, which able to keep you, build you up, give it an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Good night,
praise
everybody. Amen.